I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am terrific. It's a Wednesday.
It's the middle of the week.
It's been an okay week. I mean, you know of some challenges I had, but it's been a pretty good week.
Mm-hmm.
But right. You know what? Sometimes we just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't feel like doing things. Mm-hmm. Or is it just me?
No, as you shared on the podcast last week, I am an expert in not feeling it.
That's right. I forgot all about that, didn't I?
No, I get it. That is very real for me.
It's real for all of us.
Yeah.
And you know, so that's what I wrote this week. The post that came out this morning just said, I just don't feel like it. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have days when we don't feel like it. We have mm-hmm. days when we don't want to go to work. We have days when we don't want to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to focus on our growth. We don't want to stay on a diet. We don't want to work out. Those are all absolutely normal feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing to realize is it's normal. It's okay. It's not okay to stay that way.
Right.
But it's normal to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so the post that we sent out this morning talks about when you're in a slump, start taking an inventory of where you are. Kind of do an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's happening? Has anything changed in your life? And, you know, our listeners know that for probably 4 out of the last 7 weeks, I was sick, taking antibiotics, all those wonderful things. I didn't feel like doing anything. Now, you still do, but it's like, so is it that? Is it sickness? If it's yes, you know why. Maybe you're not getting enough rest. So what happens to you when you don't get enough rest?
When I don't get enough rest, I definitely feel it like immediately. And it's hard, like the next day is just hard. Like I'll be looking at the clock and like, is it bedtime yet? And it's like 5:30. So I am very impacted by sleep and rest. Very important to me.
And, you know, experts are saying that we typically need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night.
Oh, yeah, I do. I need like 8 to 9.5.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I get 7, mm-hmm. I'm really good. Last couple nights have been rough. I've had some conference calls that went late, and so it's shortened up a bit. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just got to just – and I know that if I wake up and it's my alarm waking me up and I have to drag myself out of bed, I'm not getting enough rest. When I do get enough rest, it's like I wake up before my alarm. I still don't necessarily want to get out of bed because I do love, you know, staying under the nice warm covers. And it's still dark when I get up in the morning. But anyways, that's the thing we can tell. And so are you getting enough rest? The other one is, are you drinking enough water? Are you hydrated? And this one shocked me.
Yeah.
Because, well, I didn't realize that hydration actually helps you with it's flushing your system.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things it does for you. But they want me to drink like gallons of water.
Yes. Half like your body weight in ounces.
Half my body weight in ounces.
Mm-hmm.
I would either be drinking or going to the bathroom.
All day long?
Now, here's one of the, and I don't know if you know this, you might, but I don't think our listeners do. I only have one kidney.
Oh.
Did you know that?
You know, I think you may have mentioned that, but I've kind of forgotten.
So they keep telling me drink a ton of water.
Right, because your filtration, you only have one kidney.
Yeah, so I kept thinking coffee, iced tea, soda. And then I just found out that doesn't count. So, all right. But I do have a water right here in front of me.
Me too.
I just squeezed it so everybody knows I have it.
Mm-hmm.
But then diet. I found out that like chips, muffins, and burgers make you feel sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a bummer. So I'm not supposed to drink my soda, my coffee, and the muffins, chips, and burgers might be the reason why I don't feel like doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Well, so you did your assessment, and now you know.
I did. So it was my bad diet, not enough sleep, and I wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. So what should we do when we don't feel like it? I mean, so we've done the assessment. We know what's going on. What are some tips that you would want to share with us?
So
I'm not saying you're an expert at working through this, but
oh, I have some experience. So we've talked about this on the podcast before, but the do it now, do it now, do it now thing.
Yes.
I think it's
50 times
before you go to bed and 50 times before you wake up.
When you wake up.
Yep. So I don't do that, but I will use it like in the moment. So it's like,
sure.
All right. I know I need to do laundry today. You know, I know I have to do laundry today. But then a little light bulb goes off and it's just like, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. And I will just, it's like, okay, you just have to do it now. I know you sometimes you use that as your attitude of the day in your emails that you send. I think you feel silly when you're doing it sometimes, but
yeah,
it does work. And I do find that like once you start something like that, there's momentum. You build momentum. It's physics, right? Like a body in motion stays in motion. So
yeah,
you'll get started. You know, maybe you don't want to work on a project for work and you get going and then you're like on a roll and you're just cruising. Mm-hmm. You're doing it. I also had heard of, it's called the 5 second rule by Mel Robbins.
And tell us about it.
So I think one of our members actually shared this with me maybe almost 2 years ago now. But it's Mel Robbins' philosophy that, you know, if you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must physically move within 5 seconds or your brain will kill it. It'll kill the instinct to act. So she says that when I'm quoting this right from her website, when you feel yourself hesitate before doing something that you know you should do, count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and move towards action.
Huh.
So I have used that before. It's very similar to my do it now. And I equate it to like when you're jumping into a pool or into a lake and you know it's going to be a little chilly and you're like, all right, in on three. that's in my mind. That's what I'm doing here. But it's for other things. So
sure.
I think those things are helpful as quick little tools. I agree that the assessment that you mentioned is really important and in acting on the things that you realize. So if you are realizing like, okay, my like afternoon muffin is not helping me get through the rest of my day,
mm-hmm.
make those changes.
Yep.
And sometimes just like taking a reset, like it can be really overwhelming to think like, okay, I feel like garbage because I'm eating garbage and I'm not getting enough rest. So I'm feeling, you know, unmotivated. You can get into these slumps and,
sure.
And it's normal, like you mentioned, but it can feel overwhelming, right? So like I'm in this slump,
right.
But there to dig myself out is going to take a lot. I think at those points, sometimes you just really need a reset. And that could be like actually not taking action that day, but rather like, okay, I need to decompress. And so for some people that might be going for a long run. For some people, that might mm-hmm. be taking a trip to the spa. For some people, my hand is raised. That might mean going to Target and wandering and like clearing your head. But I think sometimes those resets are just as valuable as addressing some of the health things that could be leading
absolutely.
To that slump.
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned the 5 second rule, the only thing that came into my mind was if you drop the food on the floor, you can eat it if you pick it up within 5 seconds. Sorry.
Yes, that too.
Just for full disclosure, I mean, not that I'm always thinking about food, but that's exactly where I went.
Yes.
Like, 5 second rule. That's like if you drop it on the floor, if it's down there for less than 5 seconds, you can eat it.
Right. So if you don't feel like bending over to pick it up, remember, you have 5 seconds to do it. So be motivated.
Exactly. You know, another thing that can create stress for us is just clutter.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, if everything around us is cluttered, if our offices at work are cluttered, if our mm-hmm. if our homes are cluttered, it's overwhelming for us. And mm-hmm. we just feel, bleh. You know, mm-hmm. I know that's not a word, but everybody knows what I mean.
Yeah.
So straighten up, tidy up things, put things away. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, my office here at home where we record the podcast, and I'm looking around and it's pretty neat right now. Mm-hmm. And it was, and I know that last I had to spend a significant amount of time in here over the weekend, and I had to put things away because I don't feel motivated if there's clutter around.
Yeah, that's a really good one. A friend of mine is actually about to launch something really big actually tomorrow or Friday, I can't remember. And today she shared on Instagram that she has a million things to do to prepare for this launch, but she needed to take the, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes that it took to straighten up her desk and tidy up her office and create a playlist for herself on Spotify.
Awesome.
And set out her water and then sit down at her desk. And that was a priority. Like, while she has a lot of things to do that are very important, those things were more important, because if she did those things, she would be set up for success and would be able to power through those hard things and get to the goal of completing her project and launching this week.
That is
so
super.
I thought, you know, that's really important. Like, it's, and I am so guilty of that because I'm a busy mom and I work in my home. I live in my home. I'm home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And things tend to get a little bit cluttered as a result, because I'm like, oh, I'll just do it later.
Sure.
It's when I'm not doing it now. And I can feel it. Like, physical clutter is mental clutter. And I totally agree that it's a great way to get yourself out of that slump is to tidy up, reset, and get moving.
And even think about things. So, you know this, and our listeners don't yet, but I've been shooting some short videos at home, and so I have lights to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lights are on stands, and when I'm done, I have to take them out of my office and I put them in a storage room because I just don't want them. And they're not, I can put them in the corner, they're out of the way, but just the appearance of it saying, ugh, I can't take that.
Yeah.
So I have to move it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that creates a tremendous amount of stress for people are to-do lists.
Mm-hmm.
Because we add all these things to this list, and now we've talked about this in other episodes, typically 40% of what we put on a to-do list we never do.
Right.
So there's our first problem. But one of the things that I've done is when I started to feel overwhelmed and when I started to feel like I just, this sluggishness, like I was running through mud, I would look at my to-do lists and schedule things. And then you can, so if, let's say there was a task I had to do, complete this task. It's about a 45-minute, hour-long task. Rather than leave it on a to-do list, schedule it for 3 days from now or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can take it off the list.
Right.
And typically, the people that accomplish the most are those that schedule activities. They don't put them on to-do lists.
Right. I'm really a big fan of doing that.
For me, it's great. It makes you feel like you're in control again.
Right. And then it's a good way to see when you're overbooked. So I think I've shared, like, I use a tool called Asana, and it's an online tool. It links with my phone, my computer, all the things. And sometimes I'll be looking at my week and I'm like, I've got too many things on Wednesday. And by having them scheduled like that on specific days, that allows me to say, like, there's too many things on the list for that day. Where can I move? What can I adjust? As opposed to just like a running list that really will never be, it'll always be there. I mean, you'll always have a list, and it just keeps tallying up. And that's actually like the premise of a book that I am just about to finish reading called Organize Tomorrow Today that I shared with you. And they talk a lot about like choosing your top three, which is something we've talked about before on here, like choosing your top three for the day. But they take it one step further, and you choose your top three and also state like when it'll be done. So you could say, edit David's next blog post by 9 a.m.
Yep.
And so you have a distinct timeline, and they, you know, you should, they recommend front loading. So like the most important thing should be done first thing in the morning, which we've talked about
before.
Eat your ugliest frog. And then they also have like a one must, which is like the absolute like one thing that you must do to like optimize your performance or you know, achieve your goals. So sure. I found that that has been helpful on days when I'm feeling like, okay, where do I start? I'm overwhelmed. Like, I don't feel like doing any of these things. Just focusing like, okay, what three things will really move the needle? When will I get them done by? And then when I wake up in the morning, it's like, okay, I just need to like get these things done and be done with them.
Right.
And then that momentum kicks in and everything else follows. But I recommended that book to you. And I think it could help a lot of people. So it's called Organize Tomorrow Today by Dr. Jason Selk and Tom Bartow.
Yep. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the other thing that was on here that I kind of just didn't feel like getting to was get exercise. So, you know, it's one of those things where, and you know what I first noticed the benefit of this is when I had to go to physical therapy after my water skiing accident, I would go to PT on my way to work.
Yeah.
And I felt so much better when I got to work. Just because my heart was pumping, you know, I was taking in more air. It's great. It's just your heart's pumping, your body's invigorated. And what they say is that 20 minutes of low to moderate aerobic exercise 3 days a week for 6 weeks increases energy levels and feelings of less and gives you feelings of less fatigue. So just a little bit.
Right. And low to moderate. So that's like walking would be like low aerobic exercise. So it's not like we're saying you must be like going to CrossFit or running 10 miles three times a week. I totally agree. And getting outside, like I love when I can get outside in the middle of the day. And sometimes I don't feel like it, but I know that it will reinvigorate my day. Even sometimes it's like, do I take a 20 minute nap while my baby is sleeping or do I get outside for 20 minutes? And there are some days where I truly know, like, I will feel better if I just get outside and move.
Yeah. They're saying that the increased intake of oxygen results in increased brain function and improved concentration. So especially if you're, you know, you're in an office, a building, a factory where there's just not a lot of good air.
Yeah.
You need to get outside. I have a good friend of mine who's an architect, works for a company in Detroit. I think he actually listens to the podcast as well. Amazing architect. And I was staying at his house and he had a picture on the wall of this amazing looking building that they had renovated. And one of the things that he said to me was that the way they renovated this, there's this certain amount of fresh air that comes in kind of like at the floor level, if I understood it right. And he said, people enjoy that environment so much that they will come on the weekends and bring family members if they have to do some work. It's just a place where you feel good. You want to be there because the air is fresher than home.
That's so really cool.
That was really cool, and I wish I knew more about it, and sometime I'll have to ask Bob to help me give me some more pointers on that one. There was a quote that I kind of finished up my post with. G.D. Morgan said, "It's easier to act yourself into a new way of feeling rather than to feel your way into a new way of acting." It's kind of like winners and whiners. You know, whiners wait till feel like it to do it till they feel like it, but winners do it so they will feel like it. That's what G.D. Morgan was saying. It's easier to act yourself into a new way of feeling rather than feel your way into a new way of acting.
Yeah, I mean, you're like retraining your brain.
You are.
Yeah.
So you just have to do it now.
Yep.
Or 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the reason why I wrote it was I was feeling it. And I just thought, if I'm feeling it, other people might feel it. So I think we gave our listeners some really good tips on what they can do when they don't feel like it. And what we should do so that we don't get to a point where we don't feel like it.
Right.
Did we miss anything?
I mean, I think we covered a lot. I'm sure we could talk for hours on this, but I wouldn't bore everyone with that.
Hey, I could talk for hours about my chips, muffins, and burgers, but I really should be learning how to talk to others about exercise. So we'll see. You'll have to hold me accountable for that.
Yeah, and I think this is coming at a good time because, let's see, I think isn't it like most people give up on their like New Year's resolutions by something like February 13th?
I think so, yeah.
So let's not be statistics, everyone.
Right. We've got about a week to beat that statistic.
Yes, like push through. You can do it. Make yourself feel like it.
Exactly. Anything special happening in your family this coming weekend?
No, I'm trying to think. I always feel like I'm pretty boring. I don't know.
We all just want to know, is there something else on the bucket list, that seasonal bucket list that we're checking off?
we're moving along. Oh, that was pretty holiday heavy. Probably got a lot of those things done. There's, you know, a few things that I still want to do, but I don't think we have any scheduled for this weekend.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't either. It's just a weekend of, I'm going to do a school board retreat on Saturday. And then I'll probably just do chores, those lovely things that we need to do, and hopefully get outside and get some air.
Yes.
All right. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.